All right, here's a song that I may have played at the Crystal Corner.
Thank you, brother.
He had a blue wing tattooed on his shoulder. Might have been a bluebird, I don't know. But he'd get stone drunk and talk about Alaska. Salmon boats and 45 below. Well, he got that blue wing in jail in Walla Walla. And his cellmate there was little Willie John. Now Willie, he was warm, it's a great blues singer. So Wingin' Willie wrote him up a song. Said it's dark in here, can't see the sky. Yeah, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes. And I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds where the rain don't fall. On a poor man's dream. Well, they paroled Blue Wing in August of 1973. And he moved on picking apples to the town of Wenatchee. And the winter finally caught him in a rundown trailer park on the south side of Seattle, where the days grow gray and dark. And he drank and he dreamt a vision when the salmon still ran free. And his father's fathers crossed the wide barren sea. And the land belonged to everyone, and there was old songs yet to sing. Now it's narrowed down to a cheap motel and a tattooed prison wing. Said it's dark in here, I can't see the sky. Yeah, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes. And I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall. A poor man's dream. But he drank his way to L.A. That's where he died. And no one knew his Christian name, and there was no one there who cried. But I dreamt there was a service, a preacher in an old pine box. And halfway through the sermon, Blue Wing began to talk. And he said, it's dark in here, I can't see the sky. Yeah, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes. And I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall. On a poor man's dream. On a poor man's dream. Thank you very much. That was a song. That was a song I recorded on a CD called King of California, and it was written by my buddy Tom Russell. And a lot of people think that because I recorded it, they think that I wrote it. And you know what? It is possibly my favorite song, and there are times when I do not correct them. But Tom and I have written a lot of songs together. We'd like to do another one right now about the last days in the life of the rock and roll pioneer, Bill Haley.